This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While conservatives have CPAC this week, Democrats have their own thing going. The Democratic National Committee is going to be choosing a new chair on Saturday. It is not going to be as unified, shall we say, a gathering as CPAC. There have been some fractures in the Democratic Party of late, as you know, the Clinton people, the Bernie people, and a lot of energy coming from people just protesting the current administration, all of which add up to a political business model problem, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
When it comes to raising money, the Democratic Party would probably have an easier time if it didn't have so many factions. Larry Sabato is the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
If the Hillary faction starts fighting again with the Sanders faction, which starts fighting with the Elizabeth Warren faction and all the others, then obviously the DNC will be in deep trouble, and so will its fundraising.
The two leading candidates for DNC chair at the moment are Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison and former Labor Secretary Tom Perez, with other candidates running as well. But no matter who the DNC chooses, some Democrats are bound to be disappointed, and that could hurt fundraising efforts. Robert Y. Shapiro is a professor of government at Columbia University.
Some Democrats might be more oriented to give toward the party if the party stands for one thing rather than another thing.
But the DNC raised more than $372 million for the 2016 election, more than in the past two presidential election cycles. And Sabato says there's a great unifier for the Democrats, President Donald Trump.
The intensity of opposition to Donald Trump and his presidency among Democrats really spans the divisions and heals the divisions to a certain degree in the Democratic Party.
He says the DNC has an opportunity to bring in small dollar donations from the people who've been organizing and showing up to protests since the election, like January's Women's March. Julia Azari, who teaches political science at Marquette University, says that might be hard.
Even though people are, you know, really partisan in the current political environment, that doesn't always mean they like parties.
When those people aren't happy with the party, they know they can donate directly to causes they care about or individual candidates instead. And that'll be one of the biggest challenges for the new chair of the DNC. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.